You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today I'll be covering the case of Ebony Giddens. In 2018, a young mom, just 27, vanishes from her apartment in Columbus, Georgia. Police don't suspect foul play, but her then-boyfriend is now serving time for stalking charges, and her family says she'd never leave her kids behind. What happened to Ebony Giddens?
It feels like a nightmare. It just doesn't feel real, like someone's missing, like nobody's trying to do anything about it. Nobody's trying to find where she is. Everybody's just trying to sweep it under the rug. Yeah, it just feels unreal. But that hurt and the pain is still there because we don't know where she is or where she might be. So we still have that unanswered questions that we need.
I think that she was a great mom and they will always know that we will always let them know that she loved them, she cared about them, and they were her number one priority.
No, she just loved her kids too much. She was an awesome mother. So there will be no reason for her to go anywhere and not reach out to her mom, her brother, her cousins. She would never do that. If anything happened out of the ordinary, just say something, because it may be small to you, but it may be the missing piece that they need to solve the mystery of where she is.
Ebony Giddens was born December 23rd, 1990. Ebony's mom describes her as a sweet person who loved her children. Ebony had three sons, and in March 2018 was residing with two of her sons, who were 5 and 2 at the time, in an apartment complex on Montclair Drive in Columbus, Georgia. Columbus is a western Georgia city that borders Alabama with a population of around 200,000 people. Ebony's apartment was in a neighborhood of small duplexes lined down the street. It looks like a very family-friendly neighborhood. A neighborhood who knows its neighbors and watches out for them. Ebony was close to her family and they checked in daily on one another. Ebony, being a single mother, really relied on her family to help her raise her boys. In fact, Ebony's brother would come over every weekday morning to pick up her boys for school. On this particular day, Monday, March 12th, when Ebony's brother arrived at her door around 7:30 a.m., he began knocking on Ebony's door. But she didn't answer. Ebony always came to the door every morning with both of her boys ready to go. But now he had been knocking for some time and ringing her doorbell and no one answered the door. Now he was worried. So he began calling and texting Ebony's phone over and over, attempting to get an answer. No texts were replied to. Every time he rang Ebony's number, her phone was going straight to voicemail. Something wasn't right. Ebony should be answering the door. Where was she and where were the boys? Ebony's brother would decide to call the father of Ebony's two youngest, Daniel Roderick, and ask him if he knew where Ebony was and where the boys were. Daniel said he had spoken with Ebony the day before and everything was fine. He didn't mention going anywhere. He didn't understand why Ebony and the boys weren't there either. Knowing something wasn't right, Daniel decided to head over to Ebony's apartment and to help her brother search for her. When Daniel arrived, he and Ebony's brother would once again knock on the door and ring the doorbell, while continuing to call Ebony's phone. They really were at a loss of what to do when Daniel's little boy suddenly answered the door. He told Daniel that mom was gone. Daniel and Ebony's brother entered the apartment, finding both Ebony's sons unharmed and alone. They began checking each room looking for Ebony, but she wasn't in the apartment. Daniel noticed her purse in the living room, and when he looked inside, her wallet, ID, and keys were there, but her cell phone was missing. Ebony's brother called their mother, Lisa Giddens, to see if she had heard from Ebony. Lisa let them know that she hadn't, but that she would call Ebony's boyfriend, Malcolm Jackson, to see if he had seen her. Malcolm ended up being at work at the time, but Lisa was able to get a hold of his receptionist, who informed her that while he was at work, he was unavailable to take her call at the time. Ebony's brother, realizing no one knew where Ebony was, and knowing how uncharacteristic this was for her, he knew it was time to call the Columbus Police Department and report her missing. The police would take the missing report, but let the family know in the initial investigation that they didn't suspect foul play. Despite Ebony's family's insistence that she would never abandon her children and just disappear, that she had left everything and the only thing missing was her cell phone and it was going straight to voicemail. They were not sure what she was wearing that day when she disappeared, but it was apparent that she didn't take any personal belongings with her. She vanished with the clothes on her back and her cell phone, and that's it. Her family had valid concerns that something had happened to her that day. If we look back at the weeks and the days and the hours leading up to Ebony's disappearance, we start to understand why her family was so concerned. In the weeks before Ebony went missing, she had shared with a few family members that she was really scared of her boyfriend, Malcolm. There were things he was doing that was making her feel unsafe around him, and she let them know she was afraid. Daniel said that Friday before she vanished that Ebony and Malcolm had gotten in an altercation that really scared Ebony. She told them that Malcolm had held a gun to her head and hit her, and she was worried he was going to hurt her. So worried that she decided to call the police. That following day, Saturday, Malcolm would be picked up by officers and charged with simple assault. Malcolm was able to bond himself out the very same day. Upon his release, Malcolm instantly began calling and texting Ebony over and over, relentlessly trying to get a hold of her. Ebony would eventually give in and speak with him later that Saturday. She made it clear to Malcolm in that conversation that it was over between the two of them. The following day, Sunday, the day before Ebony vanishes, her neighbors stated that they saw Malcolm over at Ebony's apartment and he was working on her car. We don't know the exact time of day or how long that Malcolm stayed, but we do know he is seen at Ebony's home on that day. As far as the timeline, the last time anyone spoke with or had seen Ebony before her disappearance was speaking to a relative on the phone at 11 p.m. that Sunday night, and she said everything was fine. Nothing was out of the ordinary in their conversation. Nothing that caused any concern. So what happens after the phone call and before her brother arrives the following morning at 7:30 a.m.? The following day, March 12th, the day that Ebony's family reports her missing, Malcolm is arrested and locked up for charges of aggravated stalking and felony violation of probation. The investigation would move through the weeks and months into no promising leads. November 2019, Malcolm would represent himself in court against the charges of stalking and assaulting Ebony in the days leading up to her disappearance. The court would find him guilty of all charges, and he was sentenced to serve 35 years. He received 20 years for aggravated assault, 5 years for possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, and 10 years for aggravated stalking, each sentence running consecutively.
Malcolm Jackson, the man representing himself against charges of assaulting and stalking his girlfriend days before her disappearance. The verdict, guilty on all counts. Our Samantha Serban is speaking with the family of Ebony Giddens.
Rosalind, relieved is the word Ebony Giddens' family repeated over and over again today as they spoke on the verdict. Now they say they're waiting for the sentencing and praying to finally find Ebony Giddens.
We just ask God to give us Ebony.
19 months after Ebony Giddens pressed charges of aggravated assault, aggravated stalking, and possession of a firearm during a felony against her boyfriend, Malcolm Jackson, a jury made its decision.
Guilty.
In all my years as a prosecutor, and this is about 16 years, I have never been involved in a case like this. There were times when he was pretty impressive, and there were times that he probably wasn't so much so, but he did what he could.
The elephant in the room throughout this week-long trial, Ebony's disappearance, reported missing March 12, 2018.
We praying that she could walk through the door, but we need closure.
It's important to note Jackson is not facing charges related to Giddens' disappearance. However, with Jackson acting as his own lawyer, family and friends say they hoped Jackson might slip up and incriminate himself.
I wish a little more would have came out.
Tell the truth about all that you know concerning Ebony.
A dozen people sat in support of the victim throughout the case. As far as Jackson's loved ones, he didn't have any family or friends in the courtroom.
Them not showing up is definitely a sign that something's not right with him.
The prosecution says Jackson is facing up to 35 years in prison.
Ebony, as the evidence showed, put up with quite a bit of abuse.
None of these charges were related to Ebony's missing persons investigation. They were related to the incidents that happened the weekend that she vanished, that she called the police and reported Malcolm, but nothing to do with her missing investigation. There is no official suspect in Ebony's case, and investigators aren't sharing much information, saying it's an open investigation. Ebony's cousin has stated that she believes Malcolm had something to do with her sister's disappearance. Ebony's mother, Lisa, said they are a Christian family that believes in forgiveness. Even if he did have something to do with this, at this point, they just want answers. Ebony's cousin, Lisa, says she keeps hopeful that she will be found, like maybe she's lost and can't get home. She said with no body found yet, she won't stop hoping. After Ebony's disappearance, a guy who attended high school with Ebony reached out to her family via Facebook and told them they knew where Ebony was, but they needed to pay him $1 million or they'd never see her again. He posted this from his actual Facebook account, and the 26-year-old told the family if they contacted the police, they'd send her back to them in pieces. That's when detectives would step in and post a reply to the 26-year-old's Facebook comment. They replied, "This is serious, real serious. Consider her family, especially her children. Nobody has to contact police when you openly solicit a ransom for a missing person." The 26-year-old would return the reply with, "Okay, for real? $2 million." To which the police would respond with the 26-year-old being arrested that day. Detectives quickly determined that this person had no information on Ebony's disappearance, and he was court-ordered to take a psych evaluation, but was never charged with anything related to Ebony's disappearance. And to as the case stands now, Ebony's case is listed as missing under suspicious circumstances, but they have no official suspect or person of interest at the time. The investigators have made public appeals asking anyone with any information to please come forward. The family is asking the same. They want neighbors and people in the area, March 2018, to think back and come forward if they remember anything. Any information could be a piece of the puzzle they need to solve Ebony's case. It's been 4 years and Ebony's children deserve to know the truth about what happened to their mother. She vanished in 8 hours, and her family fears for her safety. They are holding out hope, and I know this case can be solved if we just keep sharing her story. Someone saw something. They just might not know they saw something. At the time of Ebony's disappearance, she was 27 years old, 4'9", and 110 pounds. She is an African American with black hair, brown eyes, and pierced ears. At the time, her hair was short with braids. She would be 32 today. Anyone with information about Ebony Giddens' disappearance is urged to contact 911, the Columbus Police Department Special Victims Unit at 706-653-3449 or Sergeant L. Zivarink at 706-225-4384. Thank you again for tuning into a minisode, and please share Ebony's story in any format you feel comfortable with. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, I would truly appreciate you leaving a review or subscribing, as this will help more people find this podcast and help spread these cases to more listeners. Don't forget, when you see those missing and murdered posts, to hit share, like, and retweet. Every time we share a face, we get closer to solving a case. Until next time.